We're joined now by Melcher Dallas boys basketball coach Matt Bennett on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Matt, good to talk to you once again. Tough stretch for your guys here recently. You've had lopsided losses and then losses that come right down to the very end. I guess just to kind of summarize the week here for us, if you could.
Yeah, well, we definitely had a long week last week. We had five varsity games last week, and then we also had two JV games. So we had some of those guys that were dressed in varsity that played. They had six games last week, so we had a tough week there. But we started the week off with Moulton, who we matched up pretty well against, and Moulton came to Melcher and really lit the Nets on fire. They hit 16 threes that night, and they didn't have a single player in double-digit threes for the whole season coming into that game. But we also hit 11 of our own, so 27 threes in our game that night was it was a shootout. But ultimately, at the end, we came up just a little bit short. And then we played ACA, and that was a tough game. The boys did great, never gave up, but ACA is a very skilled basketball team, and so we moved on Friday to Seymour, and Seymour played a physical game and created turnovers like they're good at doing. They're a very good team at that. We did do a good job keeping Seymour off the offensive rebounds, but our turnovers ultimately is what got us. And then went to Colo on Saturday, and Colo is a very quick, very physical team. So that one was tough as well. We had really cold shooting up there, and Colo did a good job of taking advantage of what we gave them. So, this week on Tuesday, we played Lamoni, and we match up really well against Lamoni and really had a back and forth game with Lamoni. Going into halftime, I think we were down by three, came back out and third quarter had a cold shooting quarter and really didn't do a good job working the ball inside. We just kept shooting, trying to find that rhythm and ended up getting down by 11, but we brought that back to down by two in the fourth quarter with 10 seconds left roughly. But really played, I can't be more proud of my guys. I told them, I said, we actually played a better final game there than Lamoni did. We were down seven, I think, with about 2 minutes left, and we came back through that. Pushed through that, took advantage of some turnovers, got some offensive rebound putbacks. But down the stretch, they haven't had that experience of what do we do when the game's on the line? We get in that foul situation, and then we got to get down and score quickly. And we've not been in that situation. And to be quite honest, we haven't practiced it a lot. So they did a lot of in-game adjustments, and I'm very proud of them for how they played. We ultimately came up 2 points short and lost that game, but I couldn't be more proud of how we ended that game, and we're just going to continue to build on that.
When you talked about some of the things you were happy with, and it seems like the guys are getting better at certain things, but still there's a lot of things that can be worked on as well.
Yeah, we get better. We focus on after each game, I'm focused on, okay, what do we got to improve on? Really, turnovers and offensive and giving up the offensive rebounds has been our two biggest things this year. And, we are undersized, but I keep telling them that doesn't matter. If you block out and do your job, it doesn't matter what size you are. Well, you can still get that rebound. And so we will correct one thing and then we'll take a few steps backwards on another. And we haven't had that game yet where we've actually put all of our corrections together. And like I said, they continue to, they fix things, but then we go backwards on another one. So we're really looking for that night that, we put everything together that we've been working on. And that's really what we talk about in our pregame, is what we've worked on and what we've accomplished. And now we got to put it all together, and we just haven't quite done that yet.
Looking ahead, what are you looking forward to as the season gets to that point where, conference tournament pairings are going to come out and, looking at that, last quarter or so remainder of the season?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We've made so many improvements. The few teams that we've played twice, I feel like we've improved every time we played them. you know, we've got next week, we've got Diagonal at home on Tuesday, and then we go to Twin Cedars on Friday. And those are two games that we definitely have a very good shot to win those games. We play our game, we're going to come out on top. And so that's going to boost us up in the conference pairings. And the guys are really laser focused right now at winning these last two, you know, regular season games before conference tournament. Obviously we want to go into the conference tournament and do well. And really this year of all years is one to try to excel at that, because the conference tournament's here at Melcher. Once we get to the semifinals, quarterfinals. So this week is really just focusing on putting it all together at practice. It's just putting it all together. And then one other adjustment we've had to, you know, other teams have done a good job scouting us. And the last two games, Drew Heberlin's been face guarded the whole game. That's something we've not dealt with before. And so they weren't real sure how to handle that. So we're working through how do we handle that guy that gets face guarded. That's our leading scorer. And really Tuesday night, Brody Johnson, Colton Cox of all, Colton, the sophomore, 99% of the time, Colton is going to be the smallest kid on the team out there on the floor when we play. And Colton had a career night on Tuesday night with 15 points. He really stepped up to the plate, and Brody and Colton really carried that weight of Heberlin not being able to get that ball very often.
You mentioned bring up Twin Cedars, and they obviously have a new coach, so they're almost a completely different outfit. But, you know, all you got to do is mention Twin Cedars, and the guys who played other sports, they know what that means when you're playing that arch rival.
Yes, so Twin Cedars is by far our biggest rival. And when you say that, it's, you know, either team. If Twin Cedars says Melcher in their gym, or we say Twin Cedars in our gym, the guy's blood gets a little hot. They don't want to lose that game. They want a win for that. So, you know, I really think that helps the focus at practice. I think that helps you have that extra energy when you start that game out, when you're playing that rivalry game. It's also our coaches versus cancer game. So, you know, there's some good things that go along with it, but in reality, it is a very heated rival, and I expect it to be a good game. It's going to be close. Both teams want to come away with a victory for sure. They don't want to admit defeat to our rival. So,
all right. Best of luck to you this coming week, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
That's Matt Bennett, Melcher Dallas boys basketball coach. More after this on KNIA.